Hey, we're back with you in Dallas, Texas at NRB 2021. Great to have you with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, my good friend Shelly Huey joins us now. Shelly and I go back a long way. Her and her husband, Craig, who will be up in a bit in the next segment, but it's all about Shelly this time.
Wow.
How's that,
great.
Huh?
I'm like thrilled to be here, Bill. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Well, I'll tell you, it is so awesome. I have always known Shelly to be a prayer warrior's prayer warrior. You just take God for his promises, don't you?
Amen. All the time, 100%.
Yeah. And she is one that has been leading prayer. I mean, everywhere she goes, the cover of prayer surrounds you. God's peace surrounds you to a degree that I often hear in your wake, people go, I want what she has.
Well, it's all glory to God. That's all I can say because, as you know, anointing does not leave you.
Yes.
It stays with you,
right,
no matter what season you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And God chooses us as his vessels to show his glory mm-hmm. to the world. And that's so humbling and mind-blowing at the same time. It just brings me to tears when I think about it.
Exactly. You know, in preparation for this, I had a flashback of when I think I was 7 years old. I went to a vacation Bible school.
Uh-huh.
And one of the art projects they gave us was to, you know, paint this little ceramic thing. And it was a image of Christ. And on it says, prayer changes things.
Mm.
My mother, you know, was so impressed. She loved that. And I looked at it and I said, well, okay, well, I kind of did. It was kind of an okay thing.
Right.
But prayer changes thing, really. I mean, she put it up, you know, prominently in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it remained there for the longest time.
Yeah.
Because prayer for her and also for my grandmother. My grandmother was, oh, bless her heart, she lived to be almost 102, Shelly.
Whoa.
Yeah. And,
that's awesome.
And so what you could always count with my grandmother was she had the rosary in one hand and a package of Twinkies in the other.
What a life, right?
She's pre-diabetic, so I mean, probably she had to pray in order that the Twinkie wouldn't kill her or
right?
pull into full diabetic arrest. I don't know, but anyway, but prayer's been in our family,
mm-hmm.
and we've known that. And I go back and I remember that it started with that little ceramic. And then before then, because my grandmother, especially,
mm-hmm.
was a prayer
mm-hmm.
warrior.
Right.
But we know that prayer changes things.
Amen.
Huh.
100%, and you just got to keep doing it. Keep doing it. Don't give up, no matter what you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep praying.
Now, for you, you and Craig now have moved from California.
You're to Nashville.
Nashville. So, and you're going, okay, and how is God using you now? And
so what's been really special is looking at this move. As you know, moves are radical transitions.
Yes.
And I know that in the spiritual realm, a lot of times when you're doing a physical radical transition, God is preparing you spiritually for even bigger things.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've discovered is the time that I have with him is more intimate, more mm-hmm. intense. The connections I've had with women that are living in my neighborhood have been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered a prayer group in the neighborhood that
oh, wow.
we joined, and we started a Thursday night Bible study.
Like you think that wasn't by the hand of God, by the way.
Oh,
right?
No.
That she would be there,
right?
Right? No,
yeah.
No, it just kind of like just happened that way. It was circumstantial.
Well, and you know what? The thing is we all have to get out of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Going into a new neighborhood for anyone is a little intimidating, right?
Right.
But the Spirit just told me, just go. Mm-hmm. Go to this group. And it was a huge blessing every time I was there.
Yeah.
You could see the Spirit moving. You could see the Spirit changing women's lives
oh.
to transform Tennessee. That's essentially what that group is. So it's pretty exciting watching the Lord's hand even in that.
Now, you're seeing things happen with your anointing and what God's doing in your life at a local level, but you've also had an opportunity to impact it on a greater level. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you prayed with the president.
So
we're talking President Trump, by the way.
Okay. Correct. It was more I gave a word to President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
We were invited to a VIP event there in D.C., and we were allowed to meet with him personally.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I did not want to waste my time asking him about issues or, you know, I just wanted to cut to the core. So I had been in prayer and studying in 1 Kings 19, and the Lord said, this is the word you're going to deliver to him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, great, I'm all for it. So we're in this room with Secret Service surrounding us, you know, because it's just me, Craig, and him.
Yes.
And so I run up to him, I give him a big hug, and I say, I'm so glad you're here. And he was, you know, thrilled that I gave him a hug. We're standing real close to each other. And I said, I have a word for you, President Trump, from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh.
Okay.
And I said, so basically, in a nutshell, it comes from 1 Kings 19, where Elijah had just slain a bunch of prophets, right?
Yes, exactly. And Mount Carmel, you know.
Yeah. And so he's running, and he's freaked out.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what's going to happen. And at the time frame that we were talking with him, there were things going on in this country that were, you know, symbolic of what I was saying
was
to him.
Was this pre-pandemic?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And and so then I said, you know, he was asking the Lord to hear his voice. And as you know the scripture, Bill, he was not in the earthquake. He was in the fire.
Right.
But he was in the still, small voice.
Exactly.
Right?
In the silence.
So what I did after that, I said, come here. And I waved my hand to him. And he came as close to my mouth. And I whispered in his ear. And I said, President Trump, the only way you can hear the whisper of Jesus is if you're close to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was shocked because he came out of his comfort zone. And as you know, when you meet political figures, they're in a receiving line.
Oh,
there's,
yeah.
You know, their body language, everything is very orchestrated.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Just very timely.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like, the shock on his face and the understanding of the word, he received it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, wow, thank you so much.
See, this is the thing about the power of God's word. It goes out, the word says, and finds its mate.
That's right.
It found its mate in Donald Trump.
100%.
That's why it had that kind of 100%. Impact.
100%.
Right?
And I know for a fact that that word was timely, and I know he received it. What was happening behind my back, and I didn't know this because, you know, President Trump came literally right to my face and I'm whispering in his ear.
Yes.
Was the Secret Service all had their guns out.
Oh, wow.
Because that type of behavior doesn't happen.
No.
And
well, you're not supposed to get that close. I mean, look what happened to Francis, President.
He's
in a receiving line and a guy slaps him, right?
That's right. 100%. Yeah. So anyway, I give all glory to God for that meeting. And what's really cool is God will tell me, hey, you need to go pray with Nancy Pelosi.
Mm, yes.
And he'll open these doors that no man can shut because
yes.
The Bible says that.
Amen.
And before you know it, she's in front of my face and I'm praying for her. Mm-hmm. So it's really been very humbling, like I've mentioned earlier, as well as exhilarating to think that the God that created the universe would choose to use me to effectively minister to those that need encouragement, those that are lost, those that, you know.
Without a doubt. Yeah, because I don't want people to think, oh, well, Shelley prayed for Nancy Pelosi like that's a bad thing.
Oh.
We're all humanoids, okay?
100%.
And we're all going through this process, and we all need the truth of God.
That's right.
I don't care. I mean, certainly I have my concerns about Nancy Pelosi, but when those concerns come up, that's when you need to pray for them.
That's right.
That they would come in contact with the truth.
That's
I mean,
right.
After all, I mean, she claims to be a Catholic, has this Catholic background.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, God can do a lot with that.
Yes, most definitely. And when I was with Nancy, we were at the International Religious Freedom Conference that Sam Brownback started.
Right.
And we were one of probably 100 Americans there. Everybody else was from a foreign country. And so Nancy was speaking with another congressman about her involvement with religious freedom. And I was in an off-site room. And I wasn't really listening, but I heard the voice of God say, you need to find her and pray for her. So I said, okay, I'll do that. So I found the room where she was. I waited outside. There were Capitol Police there. There were Secret Service people there. They all looked at me and they said, you can't be here, ma'am. You cannot be in this hallway. And I said, oh, okay. So I just went around the corner.
You're right.
And
right.
waited for
right.
her.
So she acts like she's, it's January 6th, she's in the Capitol building. She just goes around the corner, right? Yeah, okay, yeah, all right, okay. Just
so,
kidding.
So I waited around the corner. Sure enough, here she comes with her entourage. She's got bodyguards, she's got Secret Service, and she's got Capitol Police. All of these people are armed. And there's Nancy. And Nancy, if you've met her, is tiny. She's maybe 5'4", 110 pounds. And she's in the middle of all these people. And so I said, Nancy. And she looks at me. I go, I'm one of your constituents in California. How are you? And she stopped, and everybody stopped. I said, I've got one question for you. And she said, what's that? I said, how can I pray for you? And she goes, oh. And you could see the weight of the world on her.
Yeah, right.
And I knew I needed to pray for her.
Yes.
Not what she's doing, but for her.
Yes, as a fellow humanoid. Yeah, exactly.
So I said, can I pray for you right now? She said, yes. So when I pray for people, my eyes are open. So I saw her bodyguard, who was literally on her back, glaring at me the entire time. I'm praying for her to have wisdom, for her to have protection, for her to have his guidance, for her to understand his love, for her to understand Jesus and what he wants to do in her life. And, you know, it went on.
Exactly.
But it was great. It was awesome.
10 seconds here. I get the takeaway is God still answers prayer.
Yes, most definitely.
Without a doubt. Shelley Huey. Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you.